This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, April 5th. I'm Tom Rogers. Coming up, expanding bottle deposit laws. Some of the states that have them, including Michigan, will have that story coming up, as well as a forecast, a continued cold forecast from meteorologist Ed Kieser. First, a look at today's news. Illinois' lieutenant governor says the state needs leadership on the issue of high electric rates. Pat Quinn says Governor Rod Blagojevich should call a special session of the legislature to deal with the topic. He says only the governor has the ability to forge a deal that brings rate relief. Blagojevich has remained on the sidelines when it comes to utility costs, though he spoke out against rate increases when he was up for re-election. Quinn admits he's not spoken directly to the governor in recent days, but felt it was proper to take a public stand.
Sometimes the best friends you got are not people who maybe say what you want to hear, but what you need to know.
Quinn says the outrage over higher electric rates is festering, especially in many downstate areas where utility costs doubled and even tripled since the first of the year. A Blagojevich spokesperson indicated the governor favors rolling back power rates, but as for a special session, would only say that all options are under consideration. Meanwhile, the governor was in the Metro East yesterday to promote a health care plan that would be funded by higher business taxes. That same bus tour reaches Decatur and Danville today. The governor wants to offer low-cost health insurance to the 1.5 million Illinoisans he says are not covered. To pay for it, he wants more than $8.5 billion in new business taxes. In Alton, he told supporters that health care is the state's moral obligation.
Every one of us in government took an oath of office on the Holy Bible. We sweared under God that we would do our duty for the people of Illinois. And what's at stake in this discussion is whether or not those are empty words or whether or not we really mean it.
However, the plan is still meeting vehement opposition from the state's business community. Many leaders say higher taxes will mean higher prices and job cuts. And they also say Blagojevich should spend more time fighting higher electric rates. The number two ranking Republican in the U.S. House says Americans will continue to see a greater party divide as the 2008 elections draw closer. House Minority Whip Roy Blunt of Missouri says much more than the war in Iraq has separated Republicans from Democrats. He says budget approved in Congress in the House last week, which eliminates a number of tax policy changes, is one example of what he calls a healthy debate.
Differences between the two parties on national security issues, on tax issues, on the ideas of what the government should do and what the government should try to leave to families and to state and local government should do. And so, really, I think the 2006 election may have established a really important debate, the beginning of an important debate for what will happen in 2008.
Blunt says he remains adamantly opposed to a scheduled withdrawal of troops from Iraq. Blunt addressed a group of students at the U of I's Urbana campus of the College of Law yesterday. Liquor license suspensions will mean a loss of business for two Champagne bars. In fact, one will be closed for 7 days. Bar Louis' suspension lasts through Saturday. The city says the bar has a restaurant liquor license that limits them to no more than 40% of overall business from alcohol sales. But Mayor Jerry Schweihart, the city's liquor commissioner, says Bar Louis exceeded that limit over three quarters. Another campus town bar, the Clybourne, will not be able to sell liquor this Saturday or Sunday. Schweihart says the Clybourne suspension was cut from 4 days to two because it's agreed to better train workers and install cameras to watch for underage drinkers.
A lot of the establishments already have the camera systems installed in their places. I think the majority of the campus bars have camera systems. And the majority of them have their 75% of their staff trained. All of the doormen security people have to go through training.
The city accuses the Clybourne of selling alcohol to minors and warning customers that undercover police were on hand. Bar Louie will undergo an audit of its sales in 2 weeks. In Urbana, a landlord wants to demolish two old apartment buildings on the city's west side so he can put up new buildings. But two neighbors say the homes are worth keeping and should be protected by the city. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
The two houses, one in the Queen Anne style, the other one classical revival, were built over a century ago for the families of wealthy Urbana businessmen. Now that current owner Irwin Goldfarb and his company Campus Property Management propose to replace the homes with three new apartment buildings, neighbors Brian Adams and his wife Ilona Makovsky have applied to have the buildings protected by the city as historic landmarks. Metkovsky told the Urbana Historic Preservation Commission that the owner's promise that the new buildings would fit in with the neighborhood is not enough.
We have not gone so far that we just let beautiful buildings and historic buildings be torn down to replaced by cheap imitations of these buildings.
But Goldfarb's attorney, Mark Miller, says the two homes, now used as apartments, have reached the end of their natural lives and would need major renovations to continue being used. He said they're open to preserving the buildings but want to talk with the city about possible tax and regulatory breaks. The application process for historic landmark status for the two buildings will continue with a hearing before the Historic Preservation Commission on May 2nd. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
This week's cold snap means problems for the local apple crop, potentially. But the manager of Champaign's Curtis Orchard says if it only lasts a few days, the tree buds should avoid a freeze. Randy Graham says he's guardedly optimistic temperatures won't drop so low that he says cloud cover and air movement won't help, and staff may burn some apple wood to bring a few degrees of heat into the orchard. Graham says while a warmer March put them ahead of schedule, he remains leery of any forecast that's out of season.
If you would happen to not hit a cold snap, then you could have an early crop, which is always a plus from a marketing standpoint. But we like to be in normal ranges because we know that our likelihood of success is much higher if we're in normal temperature ranges as opposed to extremes on either end.
While the trees are ahead of schedule, Graham says February's bitter cold and wintry conditions put Curtis Orchard behind schedule on its pruning. He said it was unusual to experience such extreme changes in the weather in back-to-back months. For the latest newscast online, go to will.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Tom Rogers. Most states don't have bottle deposit laws. Some of the states that do have the laws are expanding them, though, to include deposits on bottled water and other beverages. Lester Graham with the Environment Report has more.
When Ed Solomon drives up in his delivery truck, he's not just taking in cases of soda and other beverages.
Mostly every stop we go to, as we deliver the product, we take the empties out. And the crates also, but sometimes it'll be a lot of empties at various stops.
Solomon delivers Faygo beverages in Michigan. That state has the nation's highest deposit on bottles and cans, 10 cents each. And whether it's Coca-Cola, Pepsi, Budweiser, or Miller, if distributors drop off product, they have to pick up the empties that people bring back for the deposit refund. Of the 10 states that have bottled deposit laws, all but one have added the deposit requirement to new beverages such as bottled water. 40 other states have no deposit law at all. Johnny Georges operates the convenience store Stadium Party Shop in Ann Arbor, Michigan, where Ed Solomon is dropping off new product and picking up the empties. If the law in Michigan is expanded, it would mean Georges and his employees would have to take in a lot more kinds of empty bottles and cans.
I think it's going to take a little space, my opinion, because there's so many waters out there, so many juices, so many other brands, so it's going to take a little space. Hopefully, we're going to organize it as usual, and we'll see.
Not everyone is that receptive to the idea. Beverage distributors and major grocery chains are lobbying hard against expanding the deposit law. Distributors don't want the hassle of picking up the empties. Major grocery chains say they don't like the mess of people bringing empties into the stores. They don't like losing floor space to make room for the bottle and can collection areas. The bigger stores also have to invest in barcode scanners to automatically count and sort the huge volume of empties being returned. A lot of small stores like Johnny George's don't have the fancy equipment. Here, Georges just sets aside a neatly organized area where he collects and sorts the bottles and cans. He says he knows that an expanded bottle deposit law would mean a little more hassle, but he doesn't mind.
I like the new law. I hope they pass it. That takes a lot of trash out of the street, and it takes a lot of, it's good for the environment in the meantime.
And Georges isn't the only one who thinks it would be good for the environment. Polls show a large majority of people support the idea. James Clift is with the environmental group Michigan Environmental Council. He says it's time to expand the law to other containers. When the bottle law was written 30 years ago, beer and soda pop cans and bottles were the biggest concerns.
But since then, bottled water, tea, other beverages, energy drinks, we've got a whole new set of drinks on the market, and they're a larger and larger segment of the market. To the point where they may become the majority of the market in the next 5 to 10 years.
Clift says his state needs to catch up with the changing market. But the majority of states don't require a deposit on cans and bottles. And Clift argues you can tell when you're traveling in one of those states.
You know, because you see all the trash along the roadways, you see trash cans filled with bottles and cans, And it just seems so unnatural for someone who grew up in Michigan, you know, to throw away a bottle or a can. You know, luckily we've been programmed to know that that has value and it has other uses.
So people there bag or box up their empties, take them to the store, the stores sort them, and guys like Ed Solomon take them back to be recycled.
It's hectic, yes. It really is, you know, to deal with these empties. Yep, but that's the law, I guess.
And if the can and bottle deposit law is expanded to bottled water, juices, and teas, as it's been in 10 other states, more distributors and grocers in Michigan will find the job a little more hectic, while 40 other states do nothing at all to reduce the number of cans and bottles headed for the landfill. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.
The Environment Report is a production of Michigan Radio. Support comes from the Joyce Foundation, the George Gund Foundation, and USDA's Cooperative Extension Service. You can learn more about Environment Report stories and subscribe to weekly podcasts at environmentreport.org.
Prepared for a few more days of hard freezes in most of Illinois and Indiana, much below normal temperatures. Still, a freeze is expected across all of Illinois and Indiana in the next 4 nights, in fact, through Sunday night into Monday morning. The National Weather Service has issued various freeze warnings and freeze watches covering much of the two-state area. Our meteorologist Ed Kieser says today in northern and east-central Indiana, clouds and scattered snow showers and flurries. Elsewhere, still a few scattered flurries, but partly to mostly cloudy. And highs today ranging from 35 in the north to 48 in far southern Illinois. Overnight tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, a few scattered flurries, primarily in the north. Lows ranging from 17 in northwest Illinois to 27 in the south. And for tomorrow, some scattered snow showers in northern Indiana, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy with scattered flurries, and highs ranging from 32 in northern Illinois to 46 in the far south. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Thursday, April 5th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, and other helpful information on our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.